Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have you been down the street at all to this Nutella restaurant that just opened? Have you gone by there at all?
No, I haven't. I guess I should now.
It's been open. I haven't been inside either. It's been open for, I want to say, a couple of months. There is still a block-long line.
Really?
To get into that place.
Wow. What on earth is better than Nutella?
I like Nutella, but not enough to wait in line.
For an hour to
get some.
I love Nutella.
I don't know
Nutella.
If people know this, but you can go right to the store and buy a whole jar.
Well, that...
And you don't have to wait yourself. You can just, like, get a jar and put your finger right in it and eat Nutella all you want.
What a great invention.
But people want to go to this restaurant, and they serve all Nutella stuff in this place. So we're going to talk to... one of the big honchos with this Nutella restaurant. Now, here's the funny thing about this, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. We have booked some of the biggest A-list stars ever.
Thank you, Dean.
On this show, Jim Toronto is the most recent example.
And I gave you a hard time.
Of the kind of star power that we bring to the show.
You think I just walk in here?
Every Sunday. We've had your Tom Hanks. We've had your Meryl Streep. Betty White sat in that chair right over there several times. I mean, you know, we have a pretty good relationship.
You're Dean Richards
with some of the stars. We've been trying to get these damn Nutella people on this show. Joey Gelman, the producer of the show. Joey, how long have we been trying to get these people on the show?
At least a month.
We would call and they would say, "No, we're too busy. We can't do it." One excuse after another. Tom Hanks never had that problem to come on the show.
And he's won, what, three Oscars?
Yeah,
two
we
Oscars?
Could get Tom Hanks on the show. I could probably call him right now and get him on the phone if we wanted to.
I guess the delicacy. It's in hot demand. You got to
It is.
Carve
if
out
there's
some
a
time.
Line after 2 months, as you said,
yeah.
Then that's why they can Definitely. Leave a Dean Richards hanging.
Right. It's like, Dean who?
Wait about another 4 months.
Yeah,
They'll be like, "Dean, can we come on?"
Yeah, turns out we don't really need to go on your little radio show after all. Because that's how my point is just this, though, how popular this place is. And literally, this has been the most challenging booking that we've had on the show in years. In years. I mean, you know, we generally, you know, we seek out people that we would like to have on the show, and within a week or so, we're able to figure out schedules and everything like that. This has been a much in-demand guest booking, and we're happy. That's what I'm saying. In case they're listening right now and about to cancel.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing, Dean? I'm just saying,
I'm happy we're finally able to make this happen.
Well, you cracked the Nutella finally.
Yes, we did. Yes, so you're a Nutella fan?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you put Nutella on?
What is there?
Dare I ask.
What is there? There is nothing you can't put it on that it doesn't enhance and make delicious.
Do you put it on
ice cream?
Toast?
Toast, ice cream, anything. Anything. I could put that on anything. Right. On a peanut butter sandwich. Oh. Did you ever taste a Nutella?
Wait, peanut butter and
yes.
then put Nutella on top of the
yes.
peanut?
Yes. Oh,
but isn't Nutella...
It's like a high-class Reese's peanut butter cup.
But isn't Nutella just hazelnut?
Hazelnut chocolate.
Oh, it's in chocolate.
Yeah. Well, don't you know what
I've had it,
Nutella is?
I've had it. I'm not...
It's chocolate spread with hazelnut in it.
I didn't know that the chocolate was mixed in with it.
I guess. Oh, I mean, it's... I can't even tell you.
Speechless.
It is. And the good thing, too, is, you know, Nutella just bought Fannie Mae.
Did not know that.
So who knows what kind of synergies.
Mint melt-away Nutella.
Oh, but my gosh, Nutella can make anything. Like I said, there's the light bulb, and then there's Nutella.
Wow.
You're talking about inventions.
Wow.
And this seems so simple.
Right now, Thomas Edison is someplace going, why didn't I think of that?
I remember we were in Europe many, many years ago, and I remember seeing this stuff, and we had some, and it's like, Why isn't this everywhere? And well, now I've certainly
been,
it is.
I don't think I've ever actually gone to buy a jar of it.
Really?
But I've been...
There's two sizes. There's a giant one and a smaller one.
I've been many places, many cities, where they have these little kiosks on
yes.
the street.
Italy has a whole Nutella stand.
They have a Nutella stand.
Yeah.
But you go to New York, you go to different cities in Europe, and on the
yes,
street,
that's what I'm telling
you can buy a hot dog, you can buy... You know, a falafel sandwich. You can, but and there are some places where you get Nutella and, stuff, and I guess I probably had it there.
Yeah, I mean, like especially in Europe, they have a lot of stands where they'll make you a crepe.
Yeah, or a waffle.
That's a waffle.
That's a big. That's
or
a big
crepe,
deal,
and boom, it, Nutella is always the one topping that everybody would want some.
All right.
Oh, Dino.
So you're
no Game of Thrones,
right?
And no Nutella.
I'm not a follower.
Where. You got to get out of your shell.
Perfectly fine. I have it once in a while. I'm not.
Oh, I mean, I could just take the Nutella with a spoon
right.
and just eat it. I mean, that's why we haven't had it in the house for a while because it is so addictive.
Well, see, that's why
that
I wonder.
You can't. You'll gain 1,000 pounds.
That is, and so that is why I wonder. Since you can go to the store and buy a jar of it.
Right.
And get a spoon and eat it right out of the jar. Why are people waiting for an hour to get into
a
restaurant where they can get
Nutella? But you know why. Because it's the prestige. It's the coolness factor. It's the put it on Facebook. It's look where I am and you're not. I mean, you know, it's that whole kind of, you know, mystique.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, once again, I'm surprised we did a half hour on ice cream.
Right.
Not one cone
right.
showed up here.
Yep.
And now I'm looking at the door, and I'm not seeing a big Nutella mascot walking in.
Right.
Like, you know, the Kool-Aid guy.
A giant a hazelnut.
A big hazelnut.
A guy in a hazelnut costume.
I mean, even to your point.
Do you
point,
know that I don't allow food on this show?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm actually glad because I don't understand the concept on radio of the person on the radio eating.
Right.
How does that help the listener?
It
just makes them more mad at you.
Doesn't make one bit of sense.
You go, wow, this is great pizza. Yeah, well, what is that doing for me if I'm at home?
Right. Producer Joey Gelman, when he started working on the show, he's thinking, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working on the food show.
Right.
I'm going to be stuffed.
I got gypped.
Yeah.
Every week there's going to be food here.
He doesn't even get a roll.
And then I told him I don't allow food.
Oops. Is that why you go through so many producers?
Yeah. It's like, well, how do I get back to David Plyer's show then?
Because that's like a smorgasbord.
That is like a food trough
yeah.
on that show.
Oh, my God.
We had individualized Weber Grill breakfasts
yeah.
the other day.
Yeah.
Be careful. Step over there. There's a big pile of Twinkies there. Be careful. Wow. You know, good for you, though. I never understood that. That whole concept.
In the early days here at WGN, we used to do it. And then through the it's like, what could possibly be more boring to a listener
than
hearing the radio guys going, boy, this burger is good.
But yet the other side of the coin is what I think is, which is good radio, is what we were doing before, is to talk about food
exactly.
and make all of our mouths water
right.
and our memories of it. But to hear you eat it. Does no good
adds
to me
nothing.
As a listener.
Adds nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what. So that's what we've been trying to do on the food show. So
that said, if anybody has Nutella, could you bring some in?
We may have to send Joey over to Walgreens to get some Nutella for Jim.
Well, even to your point about getting some, I don't know if you've ever seen it. They even have the little on-the-go things.
Right.
There's even the small, little dip thing that you just dip a
it's
breadstick
like a little
in.
Plastic thing where you take one side off and it's the Nutella and the other side are like crackers or something.
Yeah.
All right, so let's open up the phone lines here for, you know, our new format, Nutella Chat. Nutella Chat 720.
What's the coolest thing you put Nutella on?
Well, I do want to hear what you do with your Nutella.
It goes on. Dean, I'm not lying.
All right.
If I had a steak.
We'll find out. You would not put Nutella
no,
on steak.
But any kind of a tortilla or any kind of a bread thing, that's a given.
All right. Well, let the listeners have
ice cream, a
word here also. It's 312-981-7200. Tell us your Nutella story. We're going to be talking to the head Nutella.
Nut, tell us what you do.
I think that's his name. Nuh is his first name.
Jimmy Nutella.
It's going to be coming up in a few minutes here. We're talking Nutella. because we have landed. A lot of people try to get the President of the United States on their show. You know, try to people. Some people try to, you know, work for years to get world leaders on the show.
Sounds like that would be easier.
It turns out much easier to get President Trump than it would be the guy who's running the Nutella restaurant down the street. But we have snagged this exclusive interview, and that's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. But what do you do with your Nutella? Nutella.
And it is Nutella.
It is Nutella.
I believe it is Nutella. When I've heard them officially say it, it is Nutella.
Oh, we'll find out.
We always say Nutella, but I believe it is Nutella.
We'll find out from the guy in a minute here. Here's Denise. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning, Dean. I love your show.
Thank you.
And I am so proud of you that you are holding your own against Elton over there. You are so on it.
Thank you.
I tried Nutella about 20 years ago, have never had it since, have no desire to.
Oh, wow.
Not at all.
Why, Denise?
I just don't get it.
Nothing special.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, you know, and good luck to him. You know, with his restaurant. And, of course, because it's a generational kind of thing, I think, that it's like, oh, you're right, I'm here and you're not, and I'm on Facebook. And I think that if you would have probably – I do think it's a generational thing, though, and I do think it's kind of a European kind of a thing, because when I had it 20 years ago, that's exactly when we had it.
Yeah.
And it just – no thanks. I like my PB&J.
Well, you know,
so thank you, Dean. You are like, I'm it, baby.
Well, you know, seriously, I mean, part of this is, you know, I try to watch what I'm eating, and I count calories.
Yeah.
I have an app where I count calories,
and
I'm perfectly happy with peanut butter, which is not low calorie, but
no, it's not. But the
Nutella with the chocolate. Now, you know, I don't want to waste my calories.
Oh, yeah, that's like a three. You can't
it.
Eat for 3 days if you have some calorie wise.
That's, I think
like
that's part of it
the,
for me.
Worth the calories, exactly. But thank you, and Dean, I love your show.
I love you. Thank you, Denise. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Here's Paul. You're on WGN.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys are a great combo. You could replace that Wally Phillips wannabe in the morning.
Tell
Denise to go back to watching Lawrence Welk for a bit, right?
The Nutella conversation turns ugly. I love this.
Yeah.
I love a good controversy on this show.
Yeah, that's right. Who needs Donald J? We got enough of our own. All right, this is the best. You guys got to try it. And forget your calorie counter, Dean. You look great. You don't need to be counting calories. So you put Nutella on potato chips.
Oh, nice.
Beer.
Good
and
call.
Did you say with a beer?
Oh, yeah. You,
nice.
You
Nutella, potato chips, and beer.
Chip and drink beer. Or chocolate chip cookies and beer. Oh, my God.
Really?
I'm going to have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not think of
beer.
The sweet and the beer. That wouldn't occur to me.
Do you dunk?
No, you don't dunk. Why, are you a communist?
And that seems like a personal question anyway.
Well, I think he's pretty open about his feelings. But anyway,
Paul is all over the place.
You guys got a future in show business, you know, following the elephant, maybe.
Love it.
So I appreciate it.
Love it.
I love potato because you've got the salt.
The salt and
with
the sweet.
With that, that's the main thing now.
Right.
It's salt and sweet. They even have those granola bars that have the salty and then the chocolate on it.
I guess with the saltiness of the potato chips, I guess the beer makes sense in there.
Try it, Dean. Get rid of that damn Greek food and try this.
Paul. He's like
Paul is covering a lot of ground.
Don
here
Rickles.
Today. Paul's covering a lot of ground.
He's making fun of this poor Denise.
I sort of love it a little bit.
I loved Paul.
Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you.
Anytime. Bye.
All right. See you later.
You're son of a bee.
Oh, people are so loving on Sunday after church. Bill, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Elton.
Hey.
I am a big, big Nutella fan in that. And Elton, I'm the one who told you where to get the Sprecher's Pop at the Menards.
Oh, my Sprecher's Pop. Thank you so much. You were a lifesaver, Steve. I love you.
It's Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. Sorry. I was looking at the wrong
okay.
name.
Yeah, but you're both my Facebook friends, and I love, you know, listening to all this type of stuff. And when something like this clicks, and that I knew I just had to call in.
So what do you do with your Nutella, Bill?
Well, I love Nutella on Ritz crackers, much like the last caller.
Salty,
I think there's
salty
something
and
with
sweet.
The sweetness and the salt thing. If they ever came out with a Nutella frosting, watch out. I mean, that would be the end of it all.
That sounds like that would be
a practically yummy frosting anyway.
But... Yeah, I mean, you know, why hasn't somebody come out with a Nutella cake or something, you know, or Nutella cupcakes?
Oh, Bill.
I think that's one of the things that they serve at this Nutella restaurant.
Well, then that's where the line's out the block.
I believe, well, I mean, we'll talk about what's on the menu here in a minute, but
it's along
those lines, but I guess you could make a cake and just put a thin frosting right of the Nutella on it.
Certainly. You can melt the Nutella a little and get it would spread a little easier.
Yeah, I live downstate in Danville, Illinois, so unfortunately I can't get to the restaurant, so we just got to be creative in our own minds what to do with Nutella.
Well, Bill, as I say, they sell it in jars, so you can
get it anywhere.
I don't know. I'm going to go down the streets of these people waiting in line and see if I can sell some jars to them before they get in the restaurant.
And Menards also sells the little... The little
individual packs?
Individual ones that have the pretzel sticks or the bread sticks in them.
Yeah, little bread sticks.
Those are great.
That's nice when you can go to one store and get a circular saw and some Nutella crackers at the same time.
And a pergola.
Bill, thanks for listening in Danville and a pergola. We appreciate it. Steve, hi, you're on WGN.
Hey, Dean, good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
I love Nutella. I put it on my wife. And it's really good in the morning, you know, with coffee. And, if I had a dog, I'd put it on my dog. So my wife
If you fed it to your dog, would the dog's tongue go crazy like peanut butter? Probably.
No. I put it on my dog.
Oh, you would put it on your dog. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This call went from slightly risque to really weird.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Okay, well, Steve.
It's good for you.
All right. Hey, I don't think I need to tell you, enjoy your Sunday. It sounds like you're enjoying it every way possible. I appreciate your call, Steve.
Have a nice day.
Be careful with the breadstick.
Yeah, that salt can sting sometimes, too. You know, this is what's so interesting to me. You know, we can sit here and, you know, talk about politics. We can talk about whatever serious issues of the day. And, you know, some people will call in. You open up the topic to Nutella. Phones and the text line have been jammed. That's how popular Nutella is. Not only this new Nutella cafe that's opened here in downtown Chicago, for which people wait in line. I would bet anything that if I went in front of the cafe right now, there's a block-long line of people trying to get into
Sunday and the new Nutella.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, super popular. So we just, you know, wanted to go inside a little bit and, you know, learn a little bit more about this. And Paul Chibas on the phone line with us, who is with the Nutella Cafe. He's the head Nutella He's the head nut as far as we're concerned. Paul, welcome to the show. Very nice to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Dean. How are you?
Doing very, very well. We've been looking forward to this interview for a very long time to learn more about this. Paul is the president and CEO of Ferrara North America. They are the company that owns Nutella and the Nutella Cafe. Is this the first cafe, Paul, in the U.S.?
This is actually the first Nutella cafe in the world that's owned by Ferrero, which is the company that owns Nutella. So people have been asking for years and years for the company to open a cafe or a restaurant featuring Nutella. And we listened, and we spent the last couple of years working on the concept and working on the menu, and here it is. In Chicago, first one in the world.
Could you have ever anticipated the popularity that the Nutella Cafe would have generated as it is since it opened on May 31st here?
Well, we thought it would be popular, but not as popular as it has been. And actually, it's given us some challenges. You know, we have been working very hard to make sure those lines don't stay too long. We want people to have an enjoyable experience. And we've been increasing... the throughput of the guests in the cafe, and they're still in line. So, yeah, the popularity is actually a big surprise, and it will make us make some changes into the design of future cafes that we have.
Yeah. I say, Paul, you want to keep the line out there, because every time I go by there, it's like, wow. You see a line in front of a place, and you go, I got to get in.
Like Krispy Kreme.
I don't know what's going on in there, but I got to have some, whatever that is. Obviously, people love it.
Well, that's true. I remember I grew up in Chicago. There was an old bar years and years ago that they expanded, and once it expanded, it wasn't as popular because it lost the cachet of the crowd.
Right, right, right. If it suddenly becomes easy to get into, it doesn't look as popular anymore. So,
right.
So talk a little bit about, we've been talking here on the show about, you know, what people do with their Nutella. And is the correct pronunciation Nutella or Nutella?
Nutella.
Nutella is the correct.
It had to be taught to me when I joined the company because I always call it Nutella.
Yeah. What is the origin of Nutella? I mean, Ferrero obviously, you know, bought it, took it over. We know it's a hazelnut spread, but from where does Nutella come?
Well, Ferrero was developed by, Nutella was developed by Michele Ferrero, the founder of the Ferrero company, in Italy, in Elba, Italy, where hazelnuts are grown. And hazelnut is the nut that gives the Nutella, you know, the hazelnut chocolate spread, its unique taste. And one of the things that I would say is that is important is that Elba, Italy, is known for food. And it has an amazing food culture, and that permeates everything that is done to the quality of Nutella and to the quality of the food that we put into the cafe because, you know, that rich culture made us pay respect to the food that we developed for the cafe. We wanted to make sure that it lived up to the reputation of the area of Italy that Nutella is from.
I would love it if the origin of Nutella was some guy who was working on a chocolate product would just happen to be eating hazelnuts and accidentally dropped some in the chocolate, and they accidentally found out how delicious it was together.
Well, the story is for Michele. Michele, there was another spread or a product in Italy that was a chocolate hazelnut product that he had developed earlier, and it wasn't as smooth, and he found a way to create the smooth texture, which permits you, you know, to beautifully spread Nutella on toast and on, you know, use it with fruit, and, you know, the different things that you can enjoy it with. And that ability to spread it smoothly and do those things with it then became Nutella.
And to Paul's point, there are a lot of, since Nutella has taken off so big over the last 5-10 years, there have been a lot of other brands, name brands that make different spreads and peanut butters that have put out their own Nutella-like, and they don't even come close.
Really?
They don't even, because I've tried them, and they do not come close. Nutella just, I don't know what you guys put in the water there, but wow.
Well, I think I can tell you that, you know, one of the things that's fundamental to Ferrero is that we're the world expert in hazelnuts. There are certain hazelnuts that we buy almost the entire world supply, the best ones in the world, because of their size and dimensions, so that we can use them in Nutella and some of our other products. And so it's that focus on quality of where we get the cocoa beans, where we get the hazelnuts, what kind of hazelnuts we buy that gives us an advantage, and why that product is, you know, loved around the world. You know, it's because it's delicious, you know, consistent, you know, very well made with the finest ingredients available.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some of the things that are on the menu at the Nutella Cafe that's just opened in Chicago on May 31st. It's just right down the street here on Michigan Avenue, 189 North Michigan Avenue. It's a one block from Millennium Park. But, Paul, more importantly than that, you're one block away from WGN. That's really what should be in the press release.
Make sure we give you the special entry card.
Well, that's right. Right. We need the secret handshake to get in. Paul Chibe is here with us, the president and CEO of Ferrero, the makers, the people who bring you Nutella. We'll be back in a second on our Food Time show today, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant. Dean Richards on WGN. It's 12:50, our Food Time show today, talking with the president and CEO of Ferrero North America. It's the company that makes Nutella, not only Nutella that you can buy in the grocery store, but the new Nutella Cafe that is here in downtown Chicago. And, you know, so everyone has been wondering when they heard that the cafe opened, Paul, what kinds of things that you serve there? I mean, people have said, you know, how do you go to a restaurant and just have Nutella, you know, on crackers or something? I guess you know, maybe the most common thing that people do with it at home. But you have a pretty full menu of, you know, choices at the restaurant.
Absolutely. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. You know, one of the things that we've done is that because Nutella is made with hazelnuts, we paid homage to hazelnuts in a lot of our dishes. So, for example, the salads will come accompanied with hazelnuts, or hazelnuts will come along with the sandwiches. There's beautiful sandwiches on the menu. Like my favorite is a speck ham sandwich. In breakfast, we do the same. We have, you know, not just a, you know, crepe with Nutella or a beautiful piece of bread with Nutella. We also have, you know, like a beautiful Belgian yeast French or a Belgian yeast waffle with an apple compote on top. That is just wonderful with Nutella.
Yeah.
And all these dishes, you know, really deliver, you know, great taste. You know, they're very well prepared, and I think people will be really surprised at the quality of what they experience in the cafe, given how much focus we put on the food.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw the menu of the, you know, the non-sweet items that are on the menu, like the sandwiches and salads and things like that, that you wouldn't typically think that Nutella would work with. It's just a really creative approach to, you know, some of your lunch and dinner items.
So Nutella is on everything, though, right? It's involved in everything, or no?
No. Not you know, Nutella is not on everything. It's if it's not Nutella, it's hazelnuts are involved. You know, because of Nutella being made with hazelnuts, so we try to pay that respect to the elements of the hazelnut in the creation of Nutella in the other menu items, the savory menu items that are in the restaurant.
But for example, I mean, one of your items, the bacon and cheese strata, is bacon, melted leeks, Gruyere cheese, fresh bread, topped with a poached egg, arugula fennel salad, hazelnuts, and a spicy peppery tapenade. Doesn't that sound amazing?
That sounds unbelievable.
That sounds amazing. Absolutely delicious. Which are your biggest selling items at the restaurant?
Well, right now it's what you would expect. It's the Nutella crepe, the gelato. The sandwiches are doing extremely well. The Belgian waffle is doing extremely well. The only items that are not selling well in the summer are the soup, but we expected that.
Are there hazelnut or Nutella influences in the soup at all?
That, I can tell you, there's a bit. I think in the garnish on the side, we put some hazelnuts.
That sounds good. That sounds good, and I can sort of see this being used in non-traditional entree items, the way a mole might be used in Mexican items, a Nutella kind of mole, you know, would, you know, probably complement other kinds of,
almost like a salsa,
non-traditional, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's one of the things that is so amazing about the future of Nutella Cafe is that there is almost an endless opportunity with the creativity of Nutella, both in the sweet and the savory side, and using hazelnuts on the savory side.
That's why I was joking.
And we're going to continue to innovate and evolve the menu and, you know, continue to surprise the consumer. So expect that the menu you see today, you know, there'll be additions and subtractions going into the future as we continue to bring, you know, excitement to the cafe going into the future.
That's why I wasn't joking when you asked me. You can put it on almost anything.
I love Nutella. Like, you know, simply a English muffin with Nutella with a fantastic cup of coffee in the morning, just is perfect.
Some of the things on the menu, a fruit salad with yogurt and Nutella.
Yeah. My wife dips strawberries in it.
That sounds good. Buttermilk pancakes, croissant French toast, grilled baguette, crisp perfection, spread with Nutella and sprinkled with toasted hazelnuts.
And the thing is, when the Nutella gets a little warm, it gets like a little softer and a little gooey. Oh, my goodness.
Some people get a little little nuts with the Nutella, don't you think, Paul? Anything like Jim? Jim needs to be alone right now.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
For that special private time.
Right.
How big is the restaurant? How many seats or tables do you have there?
It's about 220, 2,500 square feet. I think we can comfortably hold about 65 people inside.
So, can I ask you really quick, what's your background? How do you become the head of this?
Well, I started my career in the candy industry in 1991, and I spent my early years at a candy company based in the north side of Chicago called Leaf.
Oh, Leaf! Oh, yeah. My goodness. I love your gumballs.
Yep. And they made, at that time, they had Jolly Rancher, Milk Duds, Whoppers. Yeah. Payday, Good and Plenty, Fruity, everything you could think of.
Every favorite movie food you could possibly think of is Leaf. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Yeah. And then I went to the Quaker Oats Company after it got acquired by Hershey. And so I went to another iconic Chicago company. I worked in their cereal business for a while, and then I worked on snacks. And I just couldn't get away from the confectionery business, and I ended up at Wrigley. And I was at Wrigley for 11 years.
Wow.
And then worked there, was responsible for the gum and mints business in the U.S. for a while. And then I went to Anheuser-Busch and worked in beer.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I was there for 3 years, and then I ended up at Ferrero. And I can say, luckily, I've never had to work on toothpaste or toilet paper, so.
Well, there's time. You're a young man.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Candy and beer, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Is Ferrero a pretty big company in Italy?
It's actually the biggest CPG company in Italy. It's actually bigger than Procter & Gamble in Italy. We're the third largest chocolate company in the world.
Wow.
We're about 11 to 12 billion euro in sales globally. And that's fantastic. It's a privately held company still owned by the Ferrero family.
And you bought Fannie Mae, right?
Yes, we did. We just recently bought Fannie Mae. We closed on that on June 1st. And the plan there is, what we love about Fannie Mae, it's an amazing brand with amazing chocolate quality, the people care and respect the product. We just see that there's been an opportunity for a company like ours with the resources we have to invest in the company.
Can there be a Nutella Pixie? Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Or a Nutella Trinidad?
Mint Meltaway, something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. Oh. But I think the opportunity for us with Fannie Mae is going to be, we're going to invest in the stores. We're going to invest in the products. Continue to focus on the quality and we want to bring Fannie Mae back to the glory it had 10, 20 years ago.
Sure, sure. Well, if your success with Nutella is any indication, it should be great. You've got a real gold mine on your hands here in downtown Chicago. The very first Nutella cafe in the world is 189 North Michigan Avenue, just about a block away from WGN here in our showcase studio right near Millennium Park. Paul Chibe is the president and CEO of Ferrero North America. And, Paul, we appreciate you joining us. Continued success with your cafe. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, gentlemen. I wish you the best and have a great afternoon, and hopefully those storms stay away.